That's what they called it back there. They didn't send no pulley. Call it a chain horse. We had to pull it up. Yeah. When that chain, a lot of time it would slip. I remember a time it broke and that motor fell.
Good grief.
It takes a good chain to pull a big motor up. Child, let me tell you. We used to have a time working on no more cars. I see your daddy was the only mechanic through here, and nobody didn't know how to work on cars but him. And we had a time working on all them old Marley cars. That's big thing folks had with Marleys, them old-fashioned cars, you know. And we'd pull the rear end out of them. On Sunday morning, Saturday evening, that's the only time we had a chance to work on. And we pull the motor out of them and put it back in.
And you helped?
Sure, I helped him. And we get out there in that pecan orchard and fix them cars. Well, that's where we made our little spinning chain on Saturday and Sunday morning, fixing cars. And he was a good mechanic, too. He never went to school a day in his life to learn how to work on no car. He was a good one. And I learned a lot about cars and things by helping him work on no more cars. And they wasn't hard to work on like the cars are today. See, we could tear a car down and put reins and pistons and things in. In a couple of hours, we'd have it back on the road, ready to start on another car. And I enjoyed doing it, working on cars. But these late car 90s, they're too much for me. I can't hardly get water in this.
Is that where my brother, you think, got the interest in cars, kicking around with
Daddy? Oh, yes. He, as soon as he got large enough, he went to working on cars. And that's why he learned how to work on cars. I know what to do for him right on, but I don't have the strength like I used to work on.
What was
Daddy's
favorite dessert after he had worked on one of those cars?
After he had worked on a car? You know his favorite dessert to drink or to eat?
You won.
Well, his favorite drinking was him a big drink of that old moonshine.
Would he eat and drink? Some people I know don't eat and drink.
The more he drank, the more he eat. He would eat and drink. He'd get him a big drink of moonshine that wouldn't. He said he wouldn't know he was even tired. When he drank that moonshine, you couldn't cook enough food. It wasn't nothing strange. I mean, he'd 18 and 20 biscuits.
Whew.
That's right. A cup of soot, about a half a pound of butter.
And that wasn't margarine.
No, that was straight butter, cow butter. What we, you know, get from the cow that we chewing.
So you didn't have to send it to the dairy
anyway? Well, we ain't know nothing about no dairy. You see, I'm going to send